Mark, you know, I think everybody loves pizza, even me who tries to keep his calories low.
I know, you are like the healthiest eater on earth, but I do know that your love of bread does extend to pizza.
Oh, that's because I've got to go deep dish all the way. What do you, now, as an Easterner, original
thin
Easterner?
Got to be thin crust. You got the big, like the greasy, floppy New York slice, or just the really thin New Haven, thin crust New Haven pizza. Those are the best.
And do you mix meat and veggies as toppings?
Sure, why not?
I sure do as well. Now, if you're a pizza lover in Phoenix, you probably already know about Chef Chris Bianco. He has a few restaurants in the area, and food critics have hailed his pizza as some of the best in the country. And he's finally put his years of experience in the kitchen into a cookbook. It's called Bianco, Pizza, Pasta, and Other Food I Like.
Let's do it. Well, welcome to our little kitchen.
When I stepped into his kitchen at Trotto, I thought, naturally, he'd whip up a recipe from his cookbook.
I don't know if it's in the book. I don't think so. I don't think it is. I mean,
what actually happened is what you might call kitchen improv.
Well, the recipe, as most things in our restaurants, make themselves. We get really beautiful things that farmers bring us, and we try not to screw them up. We just got delivered these beautiful little shishito peppers. They're little peppers, and they're kind of crazy because you'll eat one, and they're kind of sweet. Others are slightly spicy. Get a hot pan, a little bit of extra virgin olive oil. All we're going to do is we're going to smack this little, I mean that in a loving way, a little garlic clove. All we're trying to do is warm them. We're going to warm them. This is a little bit of Maldon sea salt. Then I'm going to put a pinch of it on. We're going to put a few chunks of black pepper. Take them as far as you want. And then when we plate it, it's gonna be done in like mere seconds. We're just gonna plate with some aioli. So this is kind of like a garlic mayonnaise basically that we make. Grab it with the spoon. Really beautiful. It looks like just a cornucopia of Christmas in the middle of a hot desert summer. We can have this plate of shishitos keep us company.
As we talked over the plate of peppers, it became clear that Bianco is just not a by-the-book kind of guy. He very much goes with what feels right at the time. And in the process of writing this cookbook, he says he wondered whether he'd even do it, because he worries cookbooks can make people think there's only one right way, and that can scare some people away from cooking.
This book was really one to say, how do you start the conversation? And I really think it will disappoint some people that know me, that really believe that I was going to give them this cliff notes of this thing that they can make this perfect thing, when on my children's life, the secret is there's no secret. You know, there's a meatball recipe from my mom that people ask me about my whole life. It is eerily similar to many, many meatball recipes out there. They're not that different. But in the assembly of it or in the execution of it, I think what's really cool about it or the opportunity is that my house will smell like your house. It smelled like my grandmother's house and maybe her grandmother's house. So it's really linked us into some type of unconscious aromatherapy in a way.
Is there a special kind of love or touch, though, that the average person can or cannot get from a standard cookbook? And is that why, even you're talking about observations, is that sort of an important element to it, where it's, this is what I'm thinking about this. It isn't just a list of ingredients or whatever.
Some of these are less recipes and more just observations. You know, I hope that we make you turn the box around, the cereal box, or, you know, at the table, because that's what I did as a kid. I want to know what was in my post-ODs or whatever. And I was fascinated by small print and transparency.
In the book, and when you hear Chef Bianco speak, you might find more attention given to the ingredients themselves than the end result sometimes. He describes fresh mozzarella as a, quote, harnessed glass of milk, and talks about how the bread of a sandwich should be a, quote, cradle for the ingredients. And his passion for every part of food led to years of 18-hour days in the kitchen. In recent years, Bianco says he's taken a little step back and focused more attention on passing along his knowledge to others.
If you believe you can play your game with the same position your whole life, I believe we might be kidding ourselves. When we're younger, we think it's about, you know, pushing or pulling something, using our physicality to find our point of relevance. And I think the older I got, like, you know, people always saw me in front of the oven, you know, every day. And, you know, it was a 17-year period. I think I missed four shifts because I was sick. And what I realized is, first of all, it's a horrible recipe for your own life. You know, I mean, if all this balance that I searched for in when I made you dinner, that I didn't have that in my life. And I still get in the oven, in the kitchen, I love to cook, but I can't do it 18 hours a day like I used to. And it is a younger person's game at that part. And thankfully for me, I have strong backs and arms and eyes that can see tickets clearly without squinting and are at the point of execution that becomes a pivotal part of a restaurant business.
Okay, so this is a two-parter. One, why is pizza so unbelievably popular? And do you ever feel, even with the masterful nature of your pizza, do you ever feel like just picking up just a big old greasy slice?
I mean, yes, I do. I was just in New York, and people were asking about, oh, the best pizza in New York, what is it? And it might be a fuzzy Bobby Darin from a less than perfect jukebox, a slice that maybe is humble but good on a piece of wax paper, that the temperature of it is just hot enough that you know it's somebody looked after for you, but not how it's going to burn your hand. On the pizza side, I think what makes it so popular is in many places, especially in New York where I grew up, it was our first food we ate away from home. You know, maybe it was after Little League or Boy Scouts or Brownies. You know, I can remember my grandfather was a New York City fireman. When we go up there in the summer, I usually spend 2 weeks, and I remember that he wasn't the biggest conversationalist, especially with an 11, 12-year-old, but going down to drive down to get a pizza, a cheese pizza with sausage, and have it sit on my knees in the station wagon during the 11-minute drive home, we had a common denominator.
Well, Chris Bianco, thanks so much for taking the time. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Chef Chris Bianco. His cookbook is out now. We've got a recipe for you. This one, actually from the book. It's on our website, theshow.kjzz.org.